Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us from the State Fair with results is Josie Medlin. Good morning, Josie.
Good morning.
Excited to see a lot of the recognition that these kids are going to get. We'll let you get right started.
So I'm going to just announce this morning all of the purple winners of the static exhibits. But if you would like to see what other kids got, you're welcome to go to the Kansas State Fair website, and you can see them on fair entry. Or you can also see all of the livestock exhibits by going to the Grand Drive. And you can see them right now. They're currently on Facebook, and here in about a week or so, they should be online. But there's a lot of familiar faces and names that you might know, so make sure if you see them to congratulate them as they all put in a lot of work. So this morning I'm going to announce all of our purple winners. In our vet science, we had Elisa Fields from Franklin County. In communications, we had Lena Stuckey from Osage County. In photography, we had Joseph Peterson, Mason Newman, Ryan Coleman, Ryan McNellis from Osage County. We had Garrett Brooks, Emma Cameron from Franklin County, and Blaine King from Anderson County. In fine arts, from Anderson County, we had Brinley Rockers, and from Osage County, Avery Thielen. In foods, we had Cody Eichem from Osage County, and from Anderson County, we had Braden Gillespie and Gwendolyn Wheel, and from Franklin County, we had Carly Steinbaugh. In shopping and style, from Anderson County, we had Gwendolyn Wheel, Aubrey Ellington, Gracelyn Ellington, and Elizabeth Ellington. In geology, from Osage County, we had Mason Newman. And from Anderson County, we had Colin Corley and Colin Corley. In horticulture and landscape design, we had from Anderson County, Gwendolyn Wheel. In poultry, we had Jack Stryling from Franklin County. In communication, and lastly, for in poultry, we had Jack Stryling from Franklin County. So if you see those kiddos around, make sure you give them a congratulations, as receiving a purple is a very big honor at the state fair. That's probably one of the highest things you can get at the state fair, really. So they did a great job. And if you also go online to fair entry, you can see which kiddos were selected to have some of our pictures and our fine arts and stuff. They have the option to be chosen to be displayed at the Capitol here in Topeka. And so it's a very big honor. And we had several kiddos that had projects selected to go out to the Capitol for the next year. So if you go online and see those kiddos' names, make sure that you recognize them, as it's a big honor.
Always good to see that the kids can go out there and perform at the highest level. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.